state accountability. Human rights entail both rights and obligations. Keeping human rights at the center ensures state accountability. Continued efforts such as the one to protect the family is a move to reduce state accountability to rights holders. States are bound by international human rights laws and normative standards that duty errors towards rights holders. This includes states ensuring the protection of private citizens and other agents under their jurisdiction from abuse. Individuals within a family clearly fall within this focus. When an individual acting in his or her private capacity commits a human rights abuse, the state bears responsibility to protect, prosecute and punish. However, the lack of clarity in the nature of government obligations enables state apathy towards ensuring human rights holistically. Yet there is consensus that states have the responsibility to respect, refrain from interfering or curtailing enjoyment of human rights, to protect individuals and groups from human rights abuses, and to fulfill their obligations, take positive action to facilitate the enjoyment of human rights. Due diligence is the legal standard for assessing the adequacy of government action. Human rights advocacy and the history of international human rights standards, undated. The duty to protect requires the state to take positive action to protect citizens and other people within its jurisdiction from violations that may be perpetrated by private actors or other states. The state's duty towards this is well established in international law, which entails taking preventive measures, enacting legislation and establishing regulatory and monitoring mechanisms to prevent the violation of human rights in the private sphere and take reactive measures in the case of violations. The obligations relate to civil, political, economic, social and cultural rights. The state has to exercise due diligence to ensure that private actors do not commit violations prior to 2004-13-14. At the same time, there is recognition that state action alone is not enough to ensure human rights. With increased privatization access to basic services, including health services, people have become dependent on private providers. Rights can also be violated, such as women's and children's rights in private relations taking place in the private domain prior to 2004. The principle of universality of human rights is the cornerstone of international human rights law. Together with it comes the guarantee that human rights are inalienable and indivisible, whether they are civil and political rights, such as the right to life, equality before the law and freedom of expression, economic, social and cultural rights, such as the rights to work, social security and education, or collective rights, such as the rights to development and self-determination. They are interrelated and interdependent. The improvement of one right facilitates advancement of the others, and the deprivation of one right adversely affects the others. Non-discrimination is a cross-cutting principle. Note reference, 23. There can be no loss of sight of individual rights in relation to obligations and processes of ensuring collective rights. Collective rights, the rights of groups, are necessary but not at the expense of individual rights. In this is enshrined that all people are created equal and their rights should not be restricted by the actions of others. Undated. Page 20.